Welcome to the InfoWars Nightly News. I'm your host, Jakari Jackson. This is what we have in store for you for this February 25th, 2013 edition.
Tonight on the InfoWars Nightly News, the drone lobbyists are circling our liberties as they ask for lethal drones to be approved for use within the United States. Plus, breaking video of a drone used to spy on a private gun sale. Then, Beretta tells Maryland they're jumping ship if the gun law is enacted. All that and more on the InfoWars Nightly News.
And welcome back. Top story headline. Lobbyist demands approval for lethal drones within the United States. Applewhite admits UAVs have been used for indiscriminate killings. Now, before we go too much further, we actually have a video of Mr. Applewhite making his argument. So let's take a look and see what he has to say.
We have moved away from indiscriminate killing to discriminate killing. And we now have basically a star chamber set up that can pinpoint somebody on the other side of the planet and zap that individual. Why are we denying ourselves this great technology that's now available? Our law enforcement officials, we do a careful screening, a lot of training, and each one of them has lethal force on their hip. And we're saying we give them the judgment to be able to pull this thing out and use it, up to and including lethal force. Why is this technology so much different to say you've got it in your trunk, pull it out, use it now?
Now, as Applewhite mentioned there, he talked about cops, you know, having firearms and maybe a shotgun in the car. He said, what's different from that versus pulling out a drone? Well, Mr. Applewhite, when you take an account, and this is no way bashing the police, but the police aren't always the most accurate, and anybody would have a accuracy problem in a pressure situation, such as the Empire State Building, when I believe it was officers opened fire on one individual and hit nine other people who weren't their intended target, or even more recently with the Chris Dorner situation, where the police and maybe the Empire State Building was just lack of accuracy, but the Chris Dorner situation was a lack of confidence, where the police were opening fire on people in vehicles that did not even match the description. So if we can't have accuracy and discernment when it comes to things such as firearms, just pistols and shotguns, I don't want drones flying around, because no man-made weapon is immune to human error. And that's my take. And we've done many reports on drones in the past, so I'm not going to labor on this issue too much longer. We'll move on to our next one. DHS-funded drone spies on private gun sale. You'll love this one. The promotional video for a surveillance drone now being purchased by law enforcement bodies across the country will aid with the aid of DHS funding, shows a UAV spying on a private gun sale, falsely depicting the scenario as criminal activity. And you can see the situation right there. I do encourage you to go to InfoWars.com and watch the video with the audio. But basically the dispatcher is watching the video and he's saying, hey, let's look at these guys. And, you know, the guy, he gets out and he has the gun in his hand, and he's somehow depicting that this is an illegal activity. And you can actually hear the guy on the video, if you watch it on InfoWars.com, saying, oh man, that gun has a scope on it. It has a flashlight on it, as if those are illegal accessories. And you look at the guy and the guy's wearing a trench coat, so he must be evil. So it's a training aid used to demonize a clearly legal activity. You can definitely exchange firearms, and that's no problem, but they're trying to depict this as being some type of illegal activity. But getting back to the drone usage, the company's website notes that drones are not fitted with weapons currently, and they're not available to law enforcement, but they want to change that, as the gentleman just said in our last video. Former Obama press secretary was ordered to act as if drone program did not exist. Let's take a look. Robert Gibbs, the former White House press secretary under Obama, said this: when I went through the process of becoming press secretary, one of the first things they told me was, you're not even to acknowledge the drone program, Gibbs said on MSNBC. Gibbs said that he was told, you're not even to discuss that it exists. And why wouldn't they want to discuss that this program doesn't exist? Because the drone program under Obama administration, and many other presidents have done many dirty deeds. I'm not just pegging all on Obama, but this situation with the drones, when you look at Pakistan, just as one example, where 80% of the people killed in Pakistan by drones were non-combatants, not their enemy targets. And so you don't want to draw attention to this issue. So just like in the previous examples, when you have your law enforcement out there flying drones around, you don't want people to think about the kids who got their faces blown off. And you can go to Infowars.com and type in Obama orders children murdered, a great video we produced showing the people, or just the children specifically, that have been killed up to that date under the Obama administration's drone attack. And we've discussed drones at great length here at Infowars. So if you're a PrisonPlanet.tv subscriber, even if you're not, go there, get yourself a 15-day free trial, and you can look in November and December of last year, all the drone information you could ever want. So definitely go and check that out. We move now to our next article. Dead French photographer was State Department funded, embedded with Al-Qaeda. Let's take a look. A French photographer recently killed in Syria was embedded with terrorist militants in Idlib, northern Syria, and was working on behalf of the U.S. State Department's National Endowment for Democracy-funded Reporters Without Borders. Idlib, Syria, along with much of northern Syria, is admittedly overrun with Al-Qaeda. Reporters Without Borders, working in tandem with the U.S. State Department-backed proxies in Iran, China, Russia, and Sudan, as well as Syria, obviously. Now, regardless of what you think about the State Department, or you think about this guy, you know, running around with Al-Qaeda, I believe he was killed by, or he was hit by shrapnel. This particular reporter, his name was Oliver Vosslyn. He was hit by shrapnel, died a few days later, I believe. And regardless of what you think about him running around with Al-Qaeda, I think of this as an investigative journalist who, you know, was doing a report and ended up dead. It happens all the time. It even happens here in the States. A reporter will be covering gang activity or some other, you know, type of dangerous situation. Some things happen and they may end up dead. And, you know, I don't, and if that does happen here in the U.S., I don't say, well, that guy shouldn't have been running around with those Crips or Bloods or, you know, trying to document those drug deals. He was just doing his job or, you know, doing something he believed and he ended up dead for it. So with Mr. Oliver Vosslyn, you know, no ill will to you. And I definitely wish my condolences to him and his family. Let's move on to our next article. Beretta tells Maryland it will move operation if gun law is enacted. Jeff Ray, a member of the board of directors for Beretta, told lawmakers the company opposes Maryland Senate Bill 281, otherwise known as the Firearm Safety Act of 2013. And if you go to the top and click that link, BizPack Review, it will take you to this, where you can see some armorers have banded together and vowed to refuse to do business with any state enacting strict gun control measures. Beretta is taking an even more direct approach, telling Maryland, enact such measures at your own risk. According to the Washington Post, Beretta is considering moving its operations to another state if Maryland infringes on the Second Amendment rights of Beretta's clientele. And I believe it was Smith and Wesson, who's in the state of New York, and they were talking about moving their operations if New York, you know, pushed through their tough gun legislation, which they did. And I believe Oklahoma welcomed them with open arms. And come on down to Oklahoma. That's where I'm from. And especially, I don't know if you guys sell your guns straight out of the factory, but I'd love to see something like that. So move out of New York, Smith & Wesson, and you can move to Oklahoma as well, Beretta, and we'll just call it good. Now we'll move on to a different segment in our newscast. Why is Walmart worried? Payroll tax could cut consumer spending. Let's take a look right here. Retailers, restaurants, and consumer goods companies like Walmart are lowering sales forecasts and adjusting marketing campaigns ahead of expectations that consumers will slash spending, the Wall Street Journal reports. The payroll tax cut expired January 1st of this year. The restoration of the tax effectively raised the rate from 4.2% in 2012 to 6.2% in 2013, shaving 2% from consumers' take-home pay. Yeah, you remember that video he said, I'm not going to raise your payroll tax. I'm not going to raise your XYZ tax. And we actually have a video, and I want everybody to take into account these words. Let's take a look.
A total disaster. That is what one Walmart executive reportedly wrote about a plunge in sales.
Walmart is considered a bellwether for our overall economy. And what they told us this morning is that the payroll tax cut is impacting consumers. That hike that we saw at the beginning of the year, the 2% hike, which takes about $20 out of people's weekly paychecks, that's hitting their consumer. And there's a temporary knock on the consumer right now because refunds have been delayed.
All right, that actually ties in with our last article. It's more of the same, talking about the payroll tax cuts and whatever else tax cuts, saying that I won't raise your tax, and you can see it right there, the National Retail Federation, and it's talking about 7 in 10 Americans adjusting spending plans to cope with recent payroll tax changes, according to the NRF. But remember, he said, I think that's the big press conference. He's like, I'm on TV, so everybody knows it. I'm not going to raise your taxes. I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to do that. And as the saying goes, he's going to do more. And we'll end right now with our quote of the day. And this is from Thomas Paine. A little matter will move a party, but it must be something great that moves a nation. And that from Thomas Paine. Now, that's going to do it for our news portion of the news tonight. And stay tuned right after this break. We'll be back with Alex Jones and his interview with Ted Nugent that was on the Alex Jones radio show. And I believe Ted will be back later on this week, as well as some other big guests. I can't even tell you everybody who's going to be on this week. And people say, who are you going to have on? We already had Ron Paul today, and we had some big guests last week. Sheriff Clark, you know, made the Drudge Report with us. But just stay tuned this week. We'll promise we'll have some big guests, not just here on the InfoWars Nightly News, but also on the Alex Jones radio show. If you want to support this broadcast, stop by PrisonPlanet.tv. Get yourself a 15-day free trial. You can see it right there. There it goes, Uncle Ted, as Alex likes to call him. And Immortal Technique, we actually got to hang out with that guy on Friday. He's a real cool guy. Very smart, very smart. A lot of people think these hip-hop guys aren't smart. That guy was definitely on top of his game. And also check out Planet InfoWars. You can meet with other patriots, other like-minded people. Whatever you want to talk about. You want to talk about just general rights. If you want to get together, go shooting. If you want to meet up with somebody and go on a date. It's all right there on Planet InfoWars. Like I said, that's going to do it for this segment of the InfoWars Nightly News. But stay tuned for Alex Jones and Ted Nugent.
ProPure is introducing Pro-1. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. This is the Pro-1 by ProPure. You wanted it, you got it. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It cuts out the acid derivative of fluoride. It is the only one that does it. And out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. This is a revolution against the tyrants. They love putting the toxic acid base of fluoride into your water. They love the fact that it's an adjuvant supercharging the trace Prozac in the water and the hormones and the other chemicals. By cutting out fluoride, you cut out the turbocharger in all the poison being artificially introduced into your body. This is what I use. It's a win-win. You get a high-quality product at the lowest price. You support the InfoWar. Get your ProPure with the new Pro-1 filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
InfoWars.com is proud to introduce the new InfoWars Skateboards by Alien Workshop. Skaters have always been against the grain socially. Now wake up your friends politically. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com. We have Divide and Conquer or Brainwashing. Then take your deck to your local skate shop, pick out your own trucks, your own wheels, and then hit the streets and wake some people up. Here is legendary skateboarder Jake Nunn.
This one has a lot more concave than I have on my board, and I like concave. It makes it easier to turn and feel the board. So it's pretty cool. I mean, it's almost the same shape as mine. It's not really a sport, and it's not really art. It's just kind of freedom, you know? I've listened to Alex Jones for a long time, and I love what InfoWars does. I've always loved Alien Workshop, too. Like, I think it's kind of cool you guys got together. This one's pretty nice. Definitely one for the wall, one for the collection. Also good to skate.
Get these limited edition decks at InfoWarsStore.com.
This is Jake Nunn. Get these beautiful new skateboards at InfoWars.com. Alien Workshop collaboration. Good stuff.
I'm very excited to get Uncle Ted on with us. If it's Uncle Ted, I'll recognize his voice. Is that Uncle Ted?
Alex, greetings from the self-evident truth army that supports everything you do, man.
That was
definitely me in that cruddy SUV, and I'm just calling to let you know that those of us who dance on the skull of Pierce Morgan ought to communicate more often, because you did God's work, man, and I'm calling in to say thank you. It's so late in coming that those of us with the balls and the inside view of the criminality of this government right now, the unprecedented abuse of power and corruption and fraud and deceit by the Chicago gangster scammer Acorn in chief, it's so diabolical that I just wanted to say thank you from the trenches.
No, please don't thank me, sir. We want to get your take on this, and we're going to break. We're going to come back, start the next hour, maybe do 10, 15 minutes with you until your phone fades. Get Ted Nugent while you can here, because it's Wango Tango. It's a free-for-all. Got a rock and roll band. One of my favorite rock stars and one of my favorite patriots, Ted Nugent, calling in. We're going to break here in about a minute, sir. But what do you make of the NRA getting this memo that the Department of Justice didn't want out, that they want to physically take the guns? Couldn't this be their Waterloo if we use it?
Well, you know, I would like to think so if logic ruled the day and Americans were more engaged. But I think the apathy is still the number one curse in America, Alex. I don't think there's enough of us engaged. I would like to think that the most participatory we the people, experimenters and self-government, are indeed the Second Amendment community. But we still only represent maybe, 4%, 5%, 6% of the actual gun lovers and the gun owners and the freedom lovers of this country. So I would hope that this kind of danger sign, but if we haven't demanded accountability for Benghazi or Fast and Furious and all the other criminal acts by this regime, then I'm afraid I don't have hope that this will be a motivator itself.
I just want to get your take on all this news and the veterans getting letters saying that they may have their guns basically taken in mass, even if they're just physically disabled. Ted, are you there?
Yeah, I got you, Alex. Yeah, that's a very important point, man. I hope you got a good signal.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Well, what you're doing is you're as important, as critical, as pivotal as the Second Amendment is for genuine freedom. The reason the First Amendment exists is because we the people and the media are supposed to always be asking questions and spotlighting cockroaches and hold the government accountable, because so much of the media today has absolutely abandoned their duty under the First Amendment to ask those kinds of questions on behalf of the citizenry. What you're doing and what a lot of us are doing out there in the media now is we're picking up the slack. So, yeah, this is a reality. They are coming after our guns. Dianne Feinstein has said on film, "I would disarm America if I could." The Attorney General violating his oath to the Constitution, running illegal guns to Mexican drug gangs, is on film, stating he needs to brainwash Americans about guns.
And exactly, and you and I aren't in comas. That's why we're angry. Paul Revere was riding around saying, get your guns and start shooting people, and he wasn't called radical. I'm not calling for that. You're not calling for that. But, again, people can't criticize us for getting angry. That's what founded this country, is getting a damn pulse.
And, I mean, who doesn't, I was going to ask the rhetorical question, who doesn't know why the Founding Fathers put the Second Amendment there? But horror of horror, Alex, like I was talking in our first conversation a moment ago, the curse, the embarrassment of apathy, there's an enormous swath of Americans that have no idea what the Constitution says, what the Bill of Rights says. That's why people are able to get away with the scam that the Second Amendment has to be interpreted. You've got to be kidding me. Who needs the right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed? Interpreted. That's an indication of the sheeping, the de-souling, the sheeping of America. The Department of Justice is now trying to identify the most heroic Americans of all, the heroes that have volunteered and served this great nation, the U.S. military. Some of the finest human beings, most upstanding, and certainly the most courageous warriors amongst us, they're being targeted to lose their Second Amendment rights, which they've sacrificed dearly for. I've saluted too many flag-draped coffins and taken too many heroes of the military that have sacrificed their legs and their arms and their eyeballs and their skin fighting. freedom, not just for the American way and the U.S. Constitution, Bill of Rights, but, Alex, they all reference the Second Amendment, because the Second Amendment is the teeth in freedom. It is a God-given individual right to each American citizen, actually every human being.
And they've taken it everywhere else.
They've taken it everywhere else. So, Alex, you're doing God's work, but the number one battle cry of freedom lovers and Americans who cherish this unique quality of life called the American dream, you've got to be engaged. You've got to be a member of the NRA. Number one, you got to be a member of the National Rifle Association, and you got to make sure that your buddies are members of the NRA, and your coworkers, and the guys at school with you, the guys that go to church and to the bar.
I've got
to
say this, since you raised it, I like where the NRA's going since you've been there. It's getting hardcore, and we need to be on the offense, so I salute the direction the NRA's going.
You know, there was a soft period that pissed off all patriots for a long time. But the NRA is the only real fist in the fight. And I got to tell you, you're right, Alex. The NRA has taken a much stronger, a much firmer, an absolute stance for the Second Amendment.
And let me throw this at you. What about impeachment? This memo, fast and furious, saying our military's under NATO, saying he'll shut down power plants without congressional approval in the last State of the Union. I mean, it's time for Congress to impeach Barack Obama's butt.
Alex, there's no question that this guy's violations qualify for impeachment. There's no question. But when you've got, let's take the most recent outrage. When you've got the Secretary of State of the United States of America, who was brought in for questioning regarding the murder, the slaughter, the predictable slaughter of four American citizens in Benghazi, Alex, what kind of subhuman numbnut would not know you need security in Benghazi?
They ordered the stand down. They ordered the stand down for 8 hours. The question is, why'd they want that guy dead?
And why does Hillary Clinton know that she's got the backing of the president and the government overall when she has the audacity to scold those elected officials who ask proper questions? The hearings are over. Nothing. Alex, you know, we were talking off the air, and we will get together. I could tell you some stories about how the feds have come after me and how they've tried to get me on numerous felonies for the most nonsensical, ridiculous scams against me, trying to shut me up, trying to take away my gun rights, trying to take away my voting rights because they're scared to death.
Because you're a leader. You're a leader, and they're scared of you. I want to back you up. Ted Nugent's our guest. It's a 15-second clip. Here is the Attorney General saying he meets with the media to brainwash the public against guns. Here it is.
And what we need to do is change the way in which people think about guns, especially young people. One thing that I think is clear with young people and with adults as well is that we just have to be repetitive about this. It's not enough to simply have a catchy ad on a Monday and then only do it every Monday. We need to do this every day of the week and just really brainwash people into thinking about guns in a vastly different
way.
All
right, Ted Nugent, I know you've got to get back on the road and you'll get there to see your family, but in closing, Piers Morgan, what is the arrogance of the establishment to send a foreign redcoat here, who we fought a war with over guns, who's running from a hacking scandal and criminal stuff, to come here and lecture us all day?
Well, Alex, I'm going to give you the only perspective that matters, if I may. You and I and all freedom lovers and all gun rights advocates in America should get on bended knee right now, look to the heavens, make the sign of the cross, and say thank you, God, for making our opponent, Piers Morgan. You and I could go to the greatest creative minds in the world, and we couldn't come up with a more effective idiot than Piers Morgan to try to make a point of why we should be disarmed. You got to admit, he's exactly what we need in that position.
Absolutely. Well, listen, not just the NRA website. Plug your websites, Ted Nugent.
Well, Alex, I would welcome you. On my TedNugent.com website, we have all the updates. We have all the stuff that you're talking about. I have a crew out there, and I have a team that's deeply entrenched in the military, in federal law enforcement agencies, and in the House of Congress and the Senate, and they feed me stuff by the hour. I have a talk back at TedNugent.com. We're the greatest working hard, playing hard.
And you got ammo now. Now you've got ammo. Listen.
Ted Nugent ammo. How cool is that?
Oh, it's incredible. TedNugent.com. Let me talk to you during the break. We'll be back with your calls, folks. Ted Nugent.